Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, hey, I can hardly hear you. We got a bad connection.
Or can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Thank you. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I got a nephew who works for Root Sports.
But does he live with you?
Pardon me?
Does he live with you?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you.
Unless I'm dead.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I would say strong.
Thank you. That's
all I voted for all my life. I never voted for a Republican ever.
Thank you. And related to that, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
And you can tell Trump I voted for him 100 times. I don't care.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 69 years old.
Thank you. And what? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you.
I've been white all my life.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied. I mean, it's been like this forever. The Republicans is making a big deal over what was going on back in the 70s, even.
Yes, I understand. And generally speaking, do you approve
or disapprove? There's always some.
Yeah. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve. I mean, what's he going to do?
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve in Congress, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
For what? What was the question?
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
5. I don't have no computer or nothing, so I don't worry about that.
Thank you. And combating climate change and protecting the environment?
8.
Then we have addressing immigration and border security.
An 8.
Thank you. Then we have banning TikTok.
A what?
Banning TikTok, the app.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Banning TikTok.
Banning what?
TikTok.
I don't know what you're asking me.
It's TikTok. T-I-K.
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok.
I don't care. It's a five, I guess. I don't even know what it is. That's why what you're asking me.
I understand.
I'm 69. I'm not 19.
Thank you. The next one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
It's a six, I guess.
And we have fighting inflation and improving the economy.
That's another six. Last answer about keeping democracy, that's an eight.
Eight. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, protecting voting rights and democracy was eight, and fighting inflation and improving the economy is six.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then we have improving K-12 education.
Five.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Well, he's doing a good job there. I'm saying that's a five because that ain't really a question anymore.
Thank you. And lastly, we have banning assault weapons.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm more willing to vote because some of them need to go.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one on the list is YouTube.
Who?
YouTube.
That's a zero.
Then we have, once again, TikTok.
Zero.
Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Then we have Mark Zuckerberg.
I have no opinion. 50, I guess. 50.
Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
Zero.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
I gave him a 75.
75. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
100.
Cory Booker.
He gets a 75.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Zero.
And finally, we have Charlemagne Tha God.
Who's that?
You tell me.
Huh?
You have not heard of him?
No.
Okay.
Who is it? I didn't understand what you said.
I'm not... since I'm required to read verbatim, I'm not sure. There's not much information about that.
Well, what's the name again?
Charlemagne Tha God.
Charlemagne.
Yes.
I'll give him a 50. I don't know him. I never heard of him.
Okay. How should I record your answer? Because we have a section of never heard of.
Okay, never heard of. I put it in there.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
I'd vote Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? If you can't enough your words.
Decency.
efficiency?
Decency. He's decent.
Okay.
He ain't out for just the rich people. He's out for everybody. He's decent. He's not into that 1% rich people stuff.
Thank you very much.
Like you know who is.
Yes. And changing gears a bit, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently.
Hey, can I go? Because I'm sitting out here in the kitchen. It's hot as hell.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last section of the survey.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
Zero.
And would you say it's not much or nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
And would you say it's somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
It's about right.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Do you think it's Facebook or Meta, X formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Google, or video games?
All the above.
And which one do you think is the potential?
TikTok.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Facebook?
Never.
TikTok?
Never.
Instagram?
Never.
YouTube?
Never.
Or NX, formerly Twitter?
Never.
Thank you.
I don't even have a cell phone. I have a house phone. That's how you got a hold of me.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or somewhat disagree? Based on what you heard as well.
Huh?
Based on what you've heard as well.
I'll tell you what, it's hot in here and I gotta go.
Oh.
Okay? Enough. I disagree with all that bullshit technology that, I understand computers and everything. Mm-hmm. But as far as this artificial intelligence and this TikTok, people are making billions of dollars. Millions of dollars off of, that ain't no good.
Yes, and that's why we're doing this survey to have numbers about how people think about this tech company.
Yeah. I can see inventing something. Okay, you get paid a certain amount of money, you're rich for the rest of your life, but you don't live, like, who needs $50 billion a year or whatever, how much money they make? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful
day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.